Good morning, Facebook. This morning I'm going to be talking about sanctification. Today is the 21st of February, 2020. There's been a lot said about sanctification, and we know that the word sanctified means to having been set apart. Having been set apart. I was brought up in a church that adhered to and taught the doctrine of John Wesley. John Wesley taught two works of grace. He was a two-timer. Now, I don't take calls during the broadcast, because if I did, I would never be able to broadcast. So if you're trying to call me during the program, you're not going to get through. Welcome aboard MJ Abalos. Welcome aboard James Harrison. But sanctification is something that is not a second definite work of grace, like a lot of people teach. Now, I don't know if the Nazarenes still teach it or not, but they say they hold on to the doctrine of John Wesley, just like the Church of God Holiness and a lot of other denominations hold to Wesleyan doctrine. Well, there's only one work of salvation. There's only one work of salvation. And when we are saved by Christ, it is all originated by God Himself. It's not originated by us. And the other thing is that grace is a gift. It's not something we merit. That's why we call it the unmerited favor of God. Grace cannot be earned. Sanctification cannot be earned. Glad to hear you're watching from the Philippines. Jamil B. Hicks, welcome aboard. Aaron Matthews, glad to have you with us this morning. So as a child, I was taught that first you get saved, and then you have to go down to an old-fashioned altar and die out to the old man. Look, when you're born again, Scripture tells us that all things have become new. We're never going to be perfect in this life, but we are perfect before God, because God's work is perfect through His Son, Jesus Christ, and His death on the cross. Leviticus 28 says, I am the Lord which sanctifieth you. Leviticus 20, 24, and 26, I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. So you know that God is the one that sets us apart. He's the one that sanctifies us. Jude 1, sanctified by God the Father. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. John 17:17 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. How are we sanctified according to the scripture? We're sanctified with his own blood. Our Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Like I said yesterday, we are not opposed to good works. We are commanded to be not weary in well-doing. We are conformed unto the image of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul says, shall we sin so that grace will abound? Shall abound? God forbid. We are to walk in good works. But sanctification is not a second definite work of grace. Grace in our life on a daily basis. God preserves us. He sets us apart. He gives us his Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us and comfort us and to show us our sin and to bring us to repentance and so on. Jesus Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Welcome aboard, Kenneth Bawaga. Glad to have you with us this Friday morning. Both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. We are one with Christ Jesus. See that very clearly shown in the 17th chapter of John, that Christ prayed that we would be one with him and one with the Father. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Trying to see. There's some other people that joined us. Jamul B. Hicks, welcome aboard. And I'm on Central Time, brother. You were asking the time that I'm on. I'm on Central Time. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So, I do not believe in a second definite work of grace called sanctification. I believe that we are set apart by God. I believe that he does the work when he causes us to be born again by the Spirit of God, behold, all things become new. I believe that we are recipients of millions of works of grace throughout our life. And I don't believe that a person ever reaches perfection in this lifetime. I believe that we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. The only reason that God the Father can look upon us as righteous is through the precious blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. I'm sure that we all would desire to be perfect. Scripture says, be ye holy as I am holy. That is the exhortation. But the only perfect holiness can be found in Jesus Christ. We can trust the Word of God. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do. But many times we find out what they have said is just not true. But the Word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. He speaks out of his mouth on this. We can rely. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. Christ said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. Christ said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. That's the difference in perfection and the word of man. That's the difference. That's total perfection. When Christ says something, we know that it is absolute truth. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross. The work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born in sin and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving, eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. Now I can joyfully sing to my Lord and King who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Are you trusting in your own perfection this morning? Are you trusting in the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world, of his elect? There's many people that are trusting in their own righteousness. Many people who are not remembering that, like the Apostle Paul said, let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. Suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cut while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show, when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. The problem that I've had over my lifetime with those who say they're entirely sanctified is because when they say that, they mean that sin no longer has dominion over them, which is a wonderful thing. However, they take it to the extreme and more or less infer that they never sin anymore. And the Bible tells us in John, the Epistle of John, that if we say we have no sin, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. Why did he make provision for sin when he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? So my experience with those who go around touting that they're entirely sanctified, you don't have to be around them very long till you see that they're just like the rest of us. They are still in their flesh. They haven't receive their glorified bodies yet. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done. I posted yesterday, don't proclaim what you've done for Jesus, proclaim what Jesus has done for you. Amen. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done, dying on the cross for us, the victory he has won. We would have no hope in this life, and our eternal future would be grim. All glory would be to Christ. Our hope is only in Him. When we come to bow before Him at His throne, may we trust in His completed work. Yes, in Him alone. Our own sanctification cannot for our sins atone. I've heard long sermons on holiness. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it all day long. Holiness. But holiness is unto the Lord now and forever. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it's finished. It never has to be replenished. So this morning, let us remember that we are to resist sin. You said resist the devil and he will flee from us. And we are to walk in the truth of the Word of God. And we're to give all glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the things that He has done. We're not to go around beating on our chest, saying, look what I've done. All glory and honor and wisdom and power and might go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed weekend coming up. May this be a good Friday for you, and you all are in our prayers, and I hope that I'm in yours as well. God bless.